about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a real interesting show today. We have, for once, I heard that. I guess they have a bionic eye that they're going to be testing in humans next year. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Also, they think they have come up with something that'll replace the bulky hearing aid, something that looks really cool, maybe a little bit more discreet. So we're going to talk about hearing aid, bionic eye. I guess many of you are getting secondhand smoke, third-hand smoke exposure from living in your apartment. We're going to talk about that. Also talking about how there's a phone app, an Android phone app, that claims it can tell you how much radiation you're getting from the cell phone, how much radiation you're receiving. And like I said, I really don't buy it too much. But we'll talk about that. So as you can see, a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But what really makes this show exciting is not what I have to say. It never does. It's what you have to say. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Or if you don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Oh, this isn't good. Happy hour may be banned in New York City. I'm going to New York in an hour, huh? I mean, not an hour, in a month. That's right. I really don't. Who has time? Who has time for a happy hour? I only go for happy hour for the half-off appetizers. That's where I go. I don't drink. Yeah, it's the half-off appetizers. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, email me at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter. And you can also follow us on Facebook. Please like us on our Facebook fan page. Okay, what do I want to talk about first? These two teenage girls who fell asleep while sunbathing. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently, they were sunbathing in the middle of a street. But it's not a street. It's a rural Pennsylvania road. So I guess the Beaver County Police Department tells WTAE that 13-year-old Samantha Shermanhorn and Kaylee George were hit by a car Sunday afternoon. Now, two of Samantha's cousins tell the station that their 19-year-old brother had stopped at a stop sign and made a turn before striking the girls with his car. That's probably why they lived, because he wasn't going at a high speed. Apparently, they say the girls were conscious and told them they had fallen asleep while suntanning. The cousins say the brother was questioned by police after the crash. Now, I can't tell if the person hit them was a cousin. Two of the cousins... Yeah, I guess it is a cousin. Two of Samantha's cousins tell the station that their 19-year-old brother had hit them. Well, that's kind of interesting. I've never been to rural Pennsylvania. I heard it's pretty. I just didn't think anybody would sit there in the middle of the street to sunbathe. That doesn't make any sense. Unless maybe they want to get away from the bugs. Oh, you know, ticks, tick disease. So maybe they're trying to stay away from any of the foliage, and so they're out there in the middle of the road. Oh, but that's ridiculous, because they fell asleep. See, this is why sunbathing and suntanning is dangerous. Okay, we tell you all the time, there's a lot of dangers to suntanning and sunbathing. For example, if you decide to do it in the middle of a road, you can get hurt. Well, it sounds like they're doing okay. They were hospitalized. Nobody died, thank God. But, you know, just talk to your kids. First of all, they really shouldn't be out there baking in the sun because of risk of melanoma. They sure as heck shouldn't be out there in the middle of the street. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't the smartest kid either. I mean, I at least sunbathed, you know, in on the porch or in the back of the apartment complex. I didn't do it in the middle of a parking lot. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're also going to be talking about, looks like as America's waistline expands, everything costs more. Toilet seats have to be bigger. Chairs have to be bigger. Remember we talked about how buses may need to now rechange their weight maximum and also make changes in terms of their seating. You know, they say as Americans have increased their BMI, which has tripled since 1960 to 34%, while the incidence of extreme obesity has risen sixfold to 6%. Apparently, there have been so many issues that have increased cost. Now, cost to America, cost to themselves, well, probably everybody. You know, you have more obesity, you have more diabetes. You have more diabetes, you have more healthcare costs. You have heart attacks, heart disease. All right, that costs money and time with first responders. So absolutely, absolutely. The only thing is if they do design new enlarged toilet seats, I think I want to get that one. I don't like my particular toilet seat. You know what I can't stand? Whenever I go to visit the kids' school and I have to go to the bathroom, so I go into, you know, the grade school bathroom. Though it's not so much that the toilet seat is small. My problem is the toilet seat's too low. And when you have bad knees, it's really difficult. And then trying to get back up is even more difficult. Because if you have nothing for a grip. Now, I don't want to use the handicapped toilet because I want to save that for someone who's handicapped. But I got to tell you, I'm getting to the point with my knees where if I am on a low-lying toilet seat. We were once at a fancy restaurant. We don't go to a fancy restaurant much. It's more Top Ramen night in my house. But we went to a fancy restaurant, and I remember I had a really bad knee. I was having real bad times. And I swear I wanted to yell at, you know, because you have these people that kind of stand near the bathrooms. Either stand in the bathrooms or stand near the bathrooms. I was going to call and ask for some help because I really couldn't stand up. But I knew it was a man outside, and I really couldn't do that. Can you imagine? Help me up off the toilet seat. But people don't think about that. When you get older, I mean, if you're going to redesign a bathroom, that toilet needs to be higher up. And I remember for my grandma, you had one of those things that you attached on, right? You had one of the, right, that kind of slid on that you would hook onto the toilet. And I remember for me, I had to jump on the toilet. I didn't really want to use my grandma's seat, but where was I going with this? Yeah, we need high toilet seats as we get bigger because I can't squat that low. All right, guys. Oh, I know. I heard. I've never been to Europe, but I heard that's where you have to, like, do the squat toilet. Oh, I'm not going. There's no way I could do that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Hi, Lynn, it's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As I'm kind of griping about arthritis and my knee arthritis, I just found this. Anxiety and depression often go hand in hand with arthritis. Really? They say researchers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have found that depression or anxiety affect already one-third of Americans with arthritis. Well, of course it does. We hurt, and we can't sit on a toilet without asking the maitre d' to help us off. Yeah, you think? Of course we're depressed. One-third of patients reported at least one of the two conditions, and 84% of those with, oh, I have a margin that's cutting off the words, so I can't read this to you. Anyway, 27 million people aged 25 and older have osteoarthritis. Okay? 1.3 million people have at least depression, they say, but I think it's more. We are going into, by the way, May is Mental Health Month. That's going to be fun. I love mental health. That's good. Yeah, I think my mental health is okay. I think it's good. I mean, as long as things are going good and I can get off the toilet by myself, I am good. So, of course, everything goes hand in hand. Anxiety, depression, not feeling good, being grumpy. But also when you feel good, you know, they talked about we've talked about this on the show, where let's say you have low back pain. They said people who are depressed have worse low back pain than people that aren't depressed. But then you're saying, okay, well, so wait a second. Are you telling me that you're in more pain when you're depressed, or are you depressed because you have more pain? And they say it's one of those vicious cycles. And I get that. I mean, if I'm giggling at a movie and I'm feeling good, and I'm in a good mood, I don't feel my headache pain. But then the headache, though, just comes right back. So I think, you know, I mean, but then again, if you're depressed and you suffered a workman's comp injury, they say, and you don't want to go to work and you're not feeling up to it, they say if you do go to work and you do try to get back into the swing of things, you improve from your low back pain workman's comp injury. So, you know, there's something to it. You know, personally, I'd like to fix your arthritis. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. While they do all these, you know, all this different research, like cell phones picking up radiation and, you know, bionic eyes, which is great. I love that stuff. I hope they are not underestimating the need of arthritic research. Because we are outliving our bodies. Thank God. We were talking about lifespan, average lifespan last week, and how it's increasing. In fact, men are increasing their average lifespan even quicker than women. And we're starting to see lifespan go into the 80s. Well, as we're seeing this, that's great. We're excited. Let's keep it up. We're preventing heart attacks. We're preventing strokes. We're hopefully cutting back on accidents, cutting back on infectious disease and pneumonia mortality. That's wonderful. But many of us, even though we're outliving our ancestors, we're miserable because we're in pain. And we're in pain because we've completely dried out our discs in our back and in our neck. We're living with bone on bone in multiple joints, including our vertebrae, and we're miserable. So we want to live a long life, but we want to live a long life pain-free. And they're going to need to spend a significant amount of time of research on arthritis. And I'm just not seeing that much stuff come around the bend, and that's what we need. Now, speaking of research, this looks cool. They found a quote-unquote break gene that turned off pancreatic cancer. This is being reported by BBC. They say less than 1 in 5 people, we've talked about pancreatic cancer, will still be alive a year later. We spent a significant amount of time talking about Steve Jobs. His type of cancer actually had a better prognosis. He had a neuroendocrine tumor as opposed to the adenotype carcinoma that we saw with Patrick Swayze. However, still, both of them could be very, very lethal, both types. And apparently this is a study published in the journal Nature showed that a gene was being switched off in the cancerous cells. They said drugs that were already being tested, which had the potential to turn the gene back on, or I guess the drugs are already being tested to stop the spread of cancer. Now, we are, one thing that I'm pretty proud of and I'm pretty impressed is how we are now kind of honing in on the genes that are causing the upregulation of our cell growth with cancer. For example, the gene here that they found in mice called USP9X, they say this gene normally stops the cell from dividing uncontrollably and is switched off in some pancreatic cancer cells. The gene is not mutated, but other proteins or chemicals become stuck to it and turn the gene off. Right? Studies then show that this USP9X was being turned off in human pancreatic cancer. Okay, well, that's nice. That's nice. If you have a drug that could actually turn these genes off, either gum it up, stick to it, become a ball and chain, I don't know, like a car boot, fine. Right? They say 15% of pancreatic cancers could be down to turning this one gene off. Okay, I'm sorry. This is written by BBC. I have to sometimes translate the English that they use. So if they think they could decrease 15% of pancreatic cancer and its fatality, that's incredible. So I love seeing and sharing with you what we see in the field of cancer research, because you know they're close. I mean, you know they're close. It's just, you know, where are they going to go with this? You know, we were spending some significant amount of time in the first hour talking about how in Europe, especially in Great Britain, they're missing cancers in children and teenagers. And one of the reasons why is over there, you really can't refer to a specialist or written test as quickly as you do over here. So kids coming in with swollen lymph glands or funny looking lymph nodes, etc., aren't being sent to the specialist or having tests done until farther down the line. And we were talking about how there's many ways for doctors to miss certain red flags, depending on A, how you present yourself, and B, their own biases. So we spent time talking about, and please go to my website, drdahlia.com, hit the on-demand button, and it'll play the old shows. But just to quickly recap, what I want you all to do is, for example, if let's say you or your child has a lump in their neck, all right, many of us, and I explained why, we get either intimidated by the doctor, or the doctor comes in, takes control of the meeting before you even have a chance to get out what you want to get out. You know, and they'll start talking about your cholesterol, or they'll talk about how you forgot to do your thyroid ultrasound, and then you forget what you wanted to ask him, you end up leaving, and you never got to ask him about your neck mass. So many times, tell the nurse ahead of time, this is what I want to address with the doctor. Please don't let him leave or me leave until I'm able to talk to him about it. That's if you have that type of doctor that runs in, runs out. Number two is, let's say you do have a lump in your neck that you've had for 3 months, okay? You don't want to go in there going, hi, doc, I know it's probably not a big deal. I think I got a swollen lymph node. Maybe it's from a sore throat I had about a week or two ago. I don't know. Can you look at it? Don't do that, because you could already be biasing the doctor. Okay, well, he had a sore throat, upper respiratory issue. All right, tell him what the truth is. Go in there. Don't tell them what you think it is. You could do that later. But first and foremost, tell the doctor, she or he, what is your concern. I have a lump in my neck for 3 months. Don't call it a lymph node. Don't call it a brachial cleft cyst. Don't call it a sternocleidomastoid spasm. Don't do that. You don't have to do that. Okay, but word it such that the doctor will stop and take a look. Now, don't word it, doctor, I have neck cancer. No. Don't do that. Okay? Doctors get that all the time. Oh, doctor, I think I have cancer. Okay, don't just tell them, you know, look, I have a lump in my neck. It's been 3 months. It's not going away. I think, doctor, it's time for you and I to check it out. Now, that will make the doctor listen a lot more than, you know, I think my kid coughed on me. And, you know, because then the doctor's going to be like, all right, well, it's probably, you're right. I agree with you. It's probably your kid coughed on you. You picked up a virus. Let's try some, you know, symptomatic measures. Or if you think it's bacterial, we do an antibiotic, et cetera. Yeah, don't do that. If you've had a lump for 3 months, tell him you've had a lump for 3 months. Same thing with, you know, prostate issues. I know many of you men, you're like, oh, I don't want the doctor to look at my prostate. I don't want a rectal exam, so I'm going to minimize. Patients always minimize. You have the maximizers, you have hypochondriacs, and you have the minimizers. Many of us are minimizers. I am. I always minimize it, and then I kick myself for doing it when I leave. So if you are having difficulty urinating, you are having blood in your semen, let's say you're having blood in your urine, all right, what you don't want to do is tell your doctor, oh, no big deal. I think your prostate may be getting a little bigger. I'm good. No, you need to tell them what's going on. I mean, an example I brought up last hour was, you know, somebody will say, oh, doc, I have hemorrhoids. Can you give me something for those? Okay, well, if the doctor's busy and he's on his way out, he'll give you something for hemorrhoids. When really the patient meant to say, doc, I've been bleeding rectally for 3 weeks. Now, that's a heck of a lot different than, doc, I have hemorrhoids. Okay, be careful diagnosing yourself. Now, you may be right. They may be hemorrhoids and those are bleeding. But get a definitive diagnosis first, and don't bias the doctor. It's not your fault. We all do it. We all do that. Do it, okay? So just go in and say, look, I've been bleeding for 3 weeks. What could it be? Then let him decide if it's hemorrhoids with you. All right, have a fun exam. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is kind of interesting. We have a bionic eye. Scientists are going to conduct human trials of a bionic eye that beams images directly to the brain as of next year. They say scientists from the Monash Vision Group at Monash University in Australia will begin human trials. I heard 2013. Now they're saying 2014. Did they change their mind in the last 20, 30 minutes? Huh. And I posted this on my Facebook page. Huh. Well, let's see. Tweeted it too. The device, they say, will consist, and if you need a mental image, imagine the Terminator with the, you know, with the red eye, you know, like from Terminator 2. Well, Terminator 1, 2. Okay. They say the device will consist of a tiny camera mounted into a pair of glasses, which acts as your retina. Images from this are converted into signals and relayed into a chip implanted in the brain. The aim for this vision prosthetic is to be at least equivalent to a seen eye dog or a white cane, they say, lead professor Arthur Lowry. I can't do that with an Australian accent. Might Arthur Lowry? Well, it would, they say, initially complement existing aids such as these. Well, yeah, I would still probably have a seen eye dog just in case. We believe the device eventually will replace them, and the technology, as it's further refined, will become sufficiently sensitive to discriminate large print. Do they all talk? Should I be talking like that? Boy, they speak really eloquently. But they all do. You know, Australia, in Great Britain. You know, my husband, he doesn't listen to me. My husband will never listen to me in terms of directions, you know, whenever we're driving. But I tell you, he listens to every single word the GPS lady says, especially the one that's British. In 4 miles, turn left. In 1/2 mile, turn left. And my husband's like, shh, I'm listening to GPS lady. And I'm like, really? I mean, yeah, she sounds a little sexy, I guess. You know, but he could have all this. I mean, anyway. Okay. So let's see. The microchips we are testing will be implanted directly on the surface of the patient's visual cortex, located at the back of the brain. It's estimated that each patient will receive a grid of up to 14 8x8 millimeter tiles. Each tile, he explained, comprises a 4x4 millimeter microchip with some 500,000 transistors and 45 thin electrodes. When fully operational, these tiles will receive low-resolution black-and-white images from an external digital processing unit connecting to a high-resolution camera and relay them to the brain's visual area. How that can take the place of neurons is beyond me, but it sounds cool. All right. They say the project has the potential to transform the lives of people with significant vision loss. I agree. They say 160 million people in the world are considered clinically blind. I think it's great. I think it's super cool. Way cool. Still don't get how that works. I took many years of physics. Don't know how that works. But honestly, if they think it'll work, I'm with them on that. Okay, another thing that I really don't understand how it works is this Android app that apparently warns how much radiation your phone is blasting into you and you're receiving. Now, I don't see how a phone could tell you how much you receive. Okay, I think that may just be a little bit of media hype. Okay, there's no way to tell how much radiation you are receiving. You can pick up how much radiation you're emitting or something is emitting. But anyway, Apple doesn't even want anything to do with this. This is only an app that thus far has been downloaded like crazy for Android users, but not iPhone. I think it's called TawkOn, TawkOn. It is a free app. I know I like free apps, but I got an iPhone, so I can't download it. And I guess what it does is it senses activities of components inside the handset that lead to radiation spikes. It'll tell you to hold the phone away from your head, even tell you to hang up. Now, again, I'm not really sure how accurate this could be, but you know, personally, I do think we have our iPhones or our smartphones glued to our heads. And like I said last year, even though another study came out saying no link to cancer, no link to cancer with cell phones. But personally, I think you should do everything in moderation. Mix it up a little bit. You know, use your headset, use your Bluetooth, use your landline, mix it up a little bit. So if this does kind of give you a reminder, like, look, you know, you've been on for 15, 20 minutes, you may want to, you know, give it a break. I don't think that's the worst thing out there. It just, I don't know how it can accurately tell you how much radiation you're getting. They say driving while using a mobile phone remains the one established health risk of mobile phones. A leading scientist said as a report on exposure to radio frequency electromagnetic fields emitted by, I don't know, you know, none of these sentences I'm reading have nouns and verbs. Yeah, they actually say with phones, you're expecting a call. You're hoping that you're going to get a call, you know, waiting and hoping you're going to get a call and checking your phone. They say is actually even more dangerous than being on the phone. I saw that. That was a study that came out today. They say waiting for a call while driving is just as distracting. This was from a University of Washington study where they tested 384 students on a cell phone overuse scale. I guess it's a 24-item instrument that assesses four aspects of problematic mobile use, which, again, I don't understand. Anyway, frequent anticipation of calls, interference with normal activities, strong emotional reaction to the cell phone, and recognizing problem use. Anyway, they took a look at students, they did a survey, and they found that, you know, we are just as distracted while we're not using the phone as we are using the phone. And it's true, when I'm waiting for a call or a text, You know, I look, one of the things I don't do anymore is I won't post anything to Facebook before I drive home, because my phone will beep as people are commenting, and it's distracting. You know, now, yes, I like to read the comments. I love reading, you know, what people think about what I post on Facebook, but no, not while driving. So I will, so that's another trick I would definitely recommend with you guys. So just, I don't know, put the phone in your purse, just, or I don't know, just put your phone in the glove compartment, just do something. Okay, also in news today, this is kind of interesting, they say when you have a breakup, not only do you lose the relationship, but they say a typical adult loses 8 friends when a long-term relationship ends. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So people don't like taking sides. People don't like the idea of splitting up. Maybe people are a couple, and it's hard to hang out with somebody who are single. But they say more than 27% of people even admitted to staying in a relationship longer than they wanted to because they were afraid they were going to lose their friends. Is that scary? I don't even have 8 friends. I can't even imagine, right, losing 8 whole friends. You know, I talk to my patients about this, those that have gone through divorce. And, you know, you're mourning a lot when you go through a divorce. Number one is you're mourning the relationship, you know, and the love you had with that particular partner. I mean, it's easier when you hate each other, but, not completely easy. It's not easy to go through the divorce, you know, proceedings. But let's say, you know, your spouse leaves you for another partner. I mean, it's devastating. So you're mourning the loss of that relationship. You're also mourning the loss of the future you had planned. You know, I mean, many of us, especially us ladies, you know, I've already planned the next 7 decades. If God willing, we get to live that long. I'm 40, maybe not 7 decades, but anyway. And so when that, you know, when the marriage ends, you're going, okay, well, wait a second. When we were 50, when we were 60, when I retired, when I grow old, you know, so then you mourn your future. You mourn the past, you mourn the present, you mourn the future. But a big stressor is you do lose a huge amount of your social network. You don't want to. But, you know, some people say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dolly is single. You're not going to go and hang out with Dr. Dahlia, because if she's going to go to the clubs, not that I ever would, if my husband left me, I'd probably, I don't know, sit home with some ice cream and cry for a couple years. But, you know, no one's going to want to go clubbing or let their wife go clubbing with me because they could get hit on by other people. Not me, because I'm looking for men, but that's all. Yeah, you know what? Let's just go to break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights.
lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, the Fast for Kids Gala went absolutely amazing over the weekend. Donations are still coming in, but we already hit the $17,000 mark. We had a great event. I can't wait to do the next one next year. But thank you for all your support, those of you that supported us. It was a great event. We raised a lot of money. We still are raising a lot of money for autistic children and their educational needs. Pretty exciting. Let me see. What's this headline here? Vitamin D may affect lung transplant success. Vitamin D may affect the lung. So I guess they transplant the lung and... I don't know, if they throw a bunch of vitamin D pills, maybe they use it as packing. I don't know why. It's all about vitamin. Everybody's like, vitamin D, that's a new thing. Everybody has to take vitamin D. Everybody has to be on vitamin D. When I was in school, we told you to take 400 IUs, international units, 400. And that was pretty easy to remember, because if you went to Mexico or Canada, you just remembered, well, international units, so it's 400. You don't have to convert it, right? 400, right? But it was easy. Then we went to 600 IUs. Then we went to 800. Now we're thinking of telling people 1,000. But we're starting to run vitamin D levels on everybody. And I'm seeing we're now starting people at 2,000 units. Get your vitamin D checked. Because it looks like, according to this article, in case you do have to have a lung transplant, as opposed to using vitamin D as the packing in the pleural cavity, they use it. I guess it helps with your, I guess, success of managing and accepting the organ. I don't know. Everyone's on vitamin D. I don't know what's going to be next year. This year is all about vitamin D. Last year, what was the big thing last year? No, it wasn't carpal tunnel. Carpal tunnel was a few years ago. Fibromyalgia was a few years that celiac disease was the big thing last year. All about celiac disease. Then D, vitamin D. So something's going to be big coming up. All right. Man sues BMW after he allegedly states that the motorcycle seat caused him to have a 2-year erection. I guess he took a 4-hour drive. He lives in San Francisco, Henry Wolf. 2 hours to get there, 2 hours to come back. Had refit a new seat on his bike. And he claims that for 2 full years, he had priapism, which is a pretty long-lasting erection. 2 years? Really? So he is suing BMW and the motorcycle seat manufacturer Corbin Pacific. He has suffered wage loss, hospital expense, general damage, emotional distress, and is seeking an unstated amount of compensation. That's weird. I have never heard of a motorcycle seat causing priapism, prolonged erection. You know, now, I mean, I've ridden horses before, and it hurts. I mean, you get some saddle issues. We call it saddle distribution, areas in your saddle distribution. Yeah, not too good. I mean, I've never heard of somebody having priapism from horseback riding. I should look that up. So why with the motorcycle? Maybe they need to side saddle the motorcycle. No, you can't do that. Okay. Now, we were talking last week about these children, these teenagers. And, you know, many teenagers are smart, but you have a few out there that are kind of stupid. And these teenagers that were stupid were getting drunk off of hand sanitizer. They're coming to the ER. They're having no knowledge that what they drank was extremely strong. And they would, you know, the doctor would say, well, you know, were you drinking alcohol? What were you drinking? Beer, vodka, shots? And they said, no, we didn't drink alcohol. Okay, well, they were drunk, you know, so they didn't realize they had to discern that they were drinking hand sanitizer. Now, this is interesting. I usually don't look at blogs. I know a lot of people write blogs, and, I mean, there's so much stuff on the Internet. But this one was actually kind of interesting, all right? It was posted on Zip06, where she decided to look at alcohol content of things around the house. And it actually, this has a lot of merit to it. So I kind of want to share that with you, because just in case you do have a teenager who is going to try to suck up anything in that house that has alcohol, i.e. stupid, you may need to hide some of these things. Now, for example, cleaning agents, household products, Windex, Pine Sol, Lysol, disinfectant spray, and lacquer. Okay? Now, I used to have to hide these things because of my boys when they were younger, toddlers. We didn't want them going in and drinking. I don't know what these college students are thinking. Now, I know some of you are like, really, Dahlia, they're not going to drink Lysol. I don't know. They're drinking hand sanitizer. All right? If they're drinking hand sanitizer to get wasted, you're not really dealing with the most astute kid here. And remember, these kids, they do a variety of different things to get less alcohol into them to get the bigger buzz. You know what blows my mind is these kids are failing chemistry, they're failing math, yet they understand the concept of highly concentrated alcohol. Like for example, we've talked about this. These teenagers are pouring vodka on their eyeballs because the mucous membranes near the conjunctiva soak up the alcohol quicker. And then girls are filling up tampons with vodka and inserting them vaginally to absorb more alcohol. I mean, I didn't realize these kids were PhDs in chemistry, but apparently they are. Okay, so you may want to hide. You may want to hide the paint. I mean, we had to hide nutmeg last year, right? Kids were getting high on nutmeg. We had to hide the whiteout in the 80s and 90s. There's ethyl alcohol and throat lozenges, NyQuil, certain cough syrups, certain decongestants, rubbing alcohol. Okay, they shouldn't be drinking rubbing alcohol. They could die. But remember, they're taking the alcohol from the hand sanitizer. By the way, that could really rip up their insides. Witch hazel. We use witch hazel for hemorrhoids. Now, according to this particular source, they say witch hazel is 14% alcohol. I want to look that up. Okay, witch hazel. Right? Oh, I'm in love with witch hazel. Oh, boy, has that given me many a relief. Okay, anyway, let's move on. Mouthwash, of course, aftershave, facial cleansers, antiperspirants, hairspray, hair coloring, shampoo. These kids may eat shampoo. Vanilla extract has alcohol. Certain soy sauces, certain vanilla flavors, certain baby formulas. Dijon mustard has wine, but, you know, they probably can't get drunk off of that. There's alcohol even in nonstick cooking oil spray, but that's probably just on the package there. But I'm sure someone's going to try to snort something. What's it called? Whippets? What was Demi Moore doing? Whippets with whipped cream? And taking in the nitrous oxide? I gotta look at that up. Anyway, cooking wine, of course, fermented vinegar. So, you know, if you aren't sure what your kid is doing, but you see that they're a little anxious, they seem to sweat a lot, vomit, you know, oh, mom, it's the stomach flu. You're like, really? Drug test the kid. When you drug test the kid, it also usually tests for alcohol. And I'm going to tell you, I have parents all the time, parents I know, parents I don't know. They come in, they drag the kid, and they say, drug test him. And that's how you do it. All right? And don't warn the kid, because they could try to go to these places to, you know, dilute their urine and you know, dilute their blood. There's a couple places around town that I know, you know, kids go to all the time as soon as they find out that they're going to have a drug test. But you do that. You surprise them, and then they can tell if there's alcohol. I mean, alcohol usually is pretty quick. That shows up in the blood pretty quickly, but doesn't last that long in the blood. So, I mean, don't, if you suspect something going on with your kid, say, you know what, at the end of May, let's go in. No. I mean, if you suspect things, you have to do what I would do is I would call the doctor, call the nurse. And because sometimes the doctor's offices will not do drug testing in the office. Because when you take the child into the bathroom, they can try to mix the toilet water or the sink water with the urine. Whereas the labs, they have a setup where it's a waterless toilet and no sink. So, they're a lot more smart about it. So some doctor's offices will just give you the form and tell you to go to the lab. But then, fine, have that prepared. So when you need to do your little pop test, you could do it. Okay? All right, guys, stay on board. We got another hour coming up. If not, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And definitely be safe, okay? Don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.